नमः सरस्वत्यै नमः श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः कुर्वन्नेवेह कर्माणि जिजीविषेच्छत पुंसमाः एवं त्वयि नान्यथेतोऽस्ति न कर्म लिप्यते नरे कुर्वन्नेवैव कुर्वन् कुर्वन्नेवेहैव कुर्वन् कुर्वन्नेवेह एवेहैवैवेह कर्माणि कर्माणि हैवैवेह कर्माणि इह कर्माणि कर्माणि हेह कर्माणि जिजिविषेच्छिजि विषेत्कर्माणि हेह कर्माणि जिजिविषेत् कर्माणि जिजिविषेच्छिजि विषेत्कर्माणि कर्माणि जिजिविषेच्छतग्गशतञ्जिजिविषेत्कर्माणि कर्माणि जिजिविषेच्छतम् जिजिविषेच्छतग्गशतञ्जिजिविषेच्छतग्गस्समासमाशतम् जिजिविषेच्छिजिविषेच्छतग्गस्समाः शतग्गस्समासमाशतग्गशतग्गस्समाः समा इति समाः एवं त्वयि त्वयि एवमेवं त्वयि न न त्वयि एवमेवं त्वयि न त्वयि न न त्वयि त्वयि नान्यथान्यथा न त्वयि त्वयि नान्यथा नान्यथान्यथा नान्यथेत इतोऽन्यथा नान्यथेतः अन्यथेत इतोऽन्यथान्यथेतोऽस्त्यस्ति इतोऽन्यथान्यथेतोऽस्ति इतोऽस्त्यस्तीत इतोऽस्ति न नास्तीत इतोऽस्ति न अस्ति न नास्त्यस्ति न कर्म कर्म नास्त्यस्ति न कर्म न कर्म कर्म न न कर्म लिप्यते लिप्यते कर्म न न कर्म लिप्यते कर्म लिप्यते लिप्यते कर्म कर्म लिप्यते नरे नरे लिप्यते कर्म कर्म लिप्यते नरे लिप्यते नरे नरे लिप्यते लिप्यते नरे नर इति नरे सा ईश्वरी नमस्तुभ्यम् वरदे मातृरूपिणी सभारम्भम् करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा ओ
स्वरूपिणि दुर्गतिनाशिनी मंगलकारिणी जगत् परिपालिनी जननी
To that primordial Shakti who has incarnated here as our very own Sri Satya Sai, I offer my loving salutations. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, a loving Sai Ram and a warm welcome to each one of you. In the morning, we witnessed the grand inauguration of the Yajnam, the Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajnam. This Jnana Yajnam is always marked by a very specific and a signature event. And that event is the rubbing of two wood materials to cause friction in a most coordinated manner and to get fire. As a child, when I used to witness this Yajnam, the child in me used to think, if the whole point was to get fire, why are they not using matchsticks? It's very simple, right? They could have just used matchsticks. But only as I progressed through the education that is offered here in the Sri educational systems, did I begin to realize the true purpose and the significance behind this very small event. Anything that is valuable is only obtained after systematic perseverance and preparation. In this generation, we all are accustomed to the term of instant gratification. We want everything to be available instantly at this moment, not realizing that the joy obtained is only as temporary as a bubble. It is said that God has placed within us the most precious knowledge of the self, the Atmajnana, and He has placed it so deep, knowing well that we have to put that much of more of effort to gain that knowledge. It is not superficial. He knew that we could scale the mountains, we could even go to the moon probably, but to go deep within is the most difficult task. And the joy that we get therein is also equally great. To kindle that fire of Atmajnana in each one of us, one must persevere with the dual remembrance of I am not the body and I am not the mind. I am not the body and I am not the mind. The Vrindavan students just now chanted very beautifully, and in the end they chanted Sabharambam Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada. So I take this opportunity to welcome each one of you to the first day proceedings of the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha. Now what is this Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha and what is its aim? To elucidate this, I would just like to narrate a small story. In 2010, I had come as a Vrindavan student for the Dasara celebrations, and we were all staying right here in the East Prashanti. And unfortunately, on one of those days, I had fallen sick. I was feeling very weak, and in that weakness I was not allowed to go for the seva activities which most of my brothers were involved in. And I was laying down on my bed. I was thinking to Swami, I was feeling a little miserable, thinking to Swami that, Swami, why are you denying me this opportunity of being part of your mission and going for seva? And I was getting various forms of this same thought, and in that agony I slept off. It was about 9:30 in the morning when I had fallen asleep. Around 10:30 or 11 a.m., I hear a scream. A scream containing the most magical words that a student could even dream of. The scream was, Swami is coming, Swami is coming. Now the moment I heard this, just as any other student would, I had to react immediately. And so 10 seconds later, I was in my white dress. And 30 seconds later, I was already sprinting into the Kulwant Hall. Swami had come most beautifully in his wheelchair. The path that he took was, he came from the Yajur Mandir, went into the fourth block towards the exit over there. And he came back and sat here on the portico. Now all this while, there were only about 30 to 50 boys around, because all of them had gone for the seva activities back then. So, because only 30 to 50 boys were around, the number of boys was not even sufficient to form a line where Swami would be going in his path. So what we would do, we would take Pad Namaskar, and as Swami would proceed further, we would cover up the line, we would extend the line, and multiple times we received this great blessing of having Pad Namaskar of Swami. And after Swami had come and sit here, after Swami had come and sat here, we chanted Vedam and Bhajans, and Swami was just enjoying blissfully. And then after some time, he beckoned for his car and left outside for some work. When I sit back and reflect on this incident, I have multiple lessons that were applicable to me and which I would like to share with you all today. I would like to share two of these lessons. The first was that Swami makes each one of us in his, whoever comes into Swami's orbit always ends up feeling special. And that day, I felt so special. I felt that Swami had come only for my sake to bless that pure thought that I wanted to do seva for Swami. And the second lesson which I derived went a little deeper, and I analyzed as to why this particular thought came, that Swami, why are you denying me this opportunity to do seva or to be part of your mission? I could have had a million other thoughts which range from, Swami, I'm feeling alone, or I want to go with my friends and enjoy during the seva. But none of those thoughts came, but rather this particular thought as to, Swami, why are you denying me this opportunity to do seva? When I sit back and reflect as to why this thought came, the only answer, the only satisfactory answer that I got was because of the principal quality of Daiva Preeti that Swami had personally instilled in each one of us. This quality of Daiva Preeti is the aim of everything that we do here in our system. And the Prashanti Vidwan Mahasabha is one more such opportunity for us to instill that fire of Daiva Preeti in each one of us. Yes, of course, it is a sabha, because all of us have gathered here as a congregation, but it is not only a sabha, it is a mahasabha, because he is our preceptor. It is a Vidwan Mahasabha. It is a congregation of Vidwans, not only because learned scholars are coming and sharing their experiences, but also because each one of us seated here has the potential to be a Vidwan. In this context, the word Vidwan, I believe, is one who has gathered knowledge, or the knowledge that is required to be part of this Mahasabha is only Daiva Preeti. And one who has Daiva Preeti qualifies to be a Vidwan. And this Vidwan Mahasabha has the potential to give us everlasting peace or prashanti. The easiest way to cultivate this Daiva Preeti and become eligible is through the very first means of devotion, which is Shravanam. In this context, I would like to invite the speaker for the day, Brother Siya Santosh. Brother Siya Santosh was born and brought up in Chennai. He completed his schooling till the 10th standard in Chennai. He then joined the Sri Satyasai High Secondary School in 2010 for his 11th class. He was the school topper in the 12th class board examinations. He then joined the Sri Satyasai Institute of High Learning Brindavan campus for his BSc honors in physics and went on to graduate in 2017 with an MSc in physics from the Prashanti Nilayam campus. He was awarded the Sri Satyasai All-Rounder Gold Medal in the year 2014 and the University Gold Medal for Academic Distinction in the MSc program in 2017. He is currently pursuing his PhD in the field of ultra-fast fiber lasers for biomedical applications at the Department of Physics, Sri Satyasai Institute of Higher Learning. Apart from his academic achievements, he has also successfully completed the 9-year Balvikas program. He is currently also a member of the Mandir Vedam group. In his Brindavan days, he was also a member of the Brindavan brass band and was blessed to be the band commander in the year 2014-15. Over to Brother Santosh. Sairam.
Brahmanandam paramasukhadam kevalam jnanamurtim dvandvatitam kaganasadrisham tattvamasyadilaksham ekam nityam vimalamachalam sarvadhi sakshibhutam bhavatitam trigunarahitam sadgurum tam namami. Vande mataram ambikam bhagavatim vani ramasevitam kalyanim kamaniya kalpalatikam kailashanathapriyam Vedanta Pratipadyamana Vibhavam Vidvan Manoranjanim Sri Chakrankita Ratna Peethanilayam Sri Raja Rajeshwari. Offering my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved Saima. Respected elders and dear brothers and sisters, loving Sairam to all of you present here. Navaratri is a very, very special festival that is celebrated in this holy land of Bharatavarsha. And probably it is one of the longest celebrated festival in our country. Now, apart from the beautiful, extravagant and colorful celebration that is associated with this festival is pregnant with a lot of inner meanings and significances. I'm sure most of you seated here will be aware of one of the significance, which is the victory of good over evil. But I think that is not the only significance that is associated with this festival. In my opinion, there is yet another very beautiful yet subtle theme or significance that this festival stands for, and I will be attempting to speak about that in today's talk. Now, for a change, instead of telling the theme, I would like all of us to visualize the theme. So this incident happened here in Prashanthi Nilayam, right here in Kulwant Hall. There was this batch of sevadals who had come and they had finished their seva, and before leaving, all of them had assembled in Kulwant Hall to take Swami's darshan and pad namaskar. Swami came for darshan, and in the most beautiful manner he glided through the rows of sevadals and giving them pad namaskar and prasadam. When Swami was giving pad namaskar in the ladies' side, and when Swami was going in one of the rows, there was this lady who was sitting at the end of the row. Now, as Swami was approaching her, this lady was in a predicament, because this lady, a mother, she was having her child on her lap, and she didn't know where to give the child, because with the child on her lap, she was not able to bend down and take Swami's pad namaskar. So she was in a fix. She couldn't give it to anybody sitting to her right, because she was the last person in the line. And before she could even think about giving the child to the lady who was sitting on her left, the lady was busy taking Swami's pad namaskar, and Swami was standing right in front of her. At that moment, that mother did something very, very beautiful. She just picked her child and gave it to Swami, and Swami, that the divine mother that he is, took the child in his arms, and the mother took pad namaskar from Swami. And I would like all of us to just pause the visualization here and think about that picture or that frame where the mother lifts the child and Swami, the divine mother, throws his arms open and is ready to receive the child. That picture with the physical mother and the divine mother. I think this picture brings out the essence of Navaratri, which I think has two aspects to it. One is to see motherhood in divinity, and the other is to see divinity in motherhood. The shloka which I chanted in the beginning starts with the words Vande Mataram Ambikam Bhagavatim, which means salutations to the mother divine, to that divine goddess who is in the form of our mother. And I also chose this specific shloka because in the third line the shloka says Vedanta Pratipadyamana Vibhavam Vidvan Manoranjanim. Today being the first day of the Prashanthi Vidwan Mahasabha, I thought it would only be apt to talk about and immerse ourselves in the divine love and grace of the divine mother who is verily Vidvan Manoranjanim, one who fills the thoughts, minds and hearts of all of us who are a part of this Prashanthi Vidwan Mahasabha. So we can connect to the divine in many ways. We can see the divine as our mother, father, brother, friend, guru or beloved. How we see God makes no difference to him, but it makes all the difference to us. And among all these relationships, I personally feel that the relationship that we can share with the divine, if it is a relationship of between a mother and a child, it becomes very, very special and beautiful. The Vedas rightly declare Yadevi Sarvabhuteshu Matru Rupena Samsthita Namastasyai 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 Namon Namaha. This relationship between us and the Divine Mother has a lot of advantages inbuilt in it. When we connect to the Divine as our Mother, it inherently gets us a few steps nearer and dearer to our Mother. And another advantage is that we need not feel away from our Divine Mother, and in fact we can ask anything and everything to our Mother without any inhibitions. And when I think about this, I would like to narrate a personal experience which happened to me in my first year undergraduation in Vrindavan campus. So it was one of our teacher's birthday and in the hostel, and the teacher decided to distribute sweets to all the boys in the hostel during the dinner session. So after evening bhajans, I quietly sneaked inside the kitchen to see which sweet it was. And fortunately, it happened to be one of my favorite sweets. That's when I came up with a master plan, thinking that
I will not go immediately to the dining hall when the bell rings. I will go towards the fag end of the dining session. This was only because if I go in the beginning, I will get only one sweet. Whereas towards the end, if I go, and if there are extra sweets, I will get a second helping as well. So, as per the plan, I went towards the fag end of the dining session, went, took my food, took my quota of one sweet, sat there and started eating. Time passed. There was no sign of the sweet coming for second helping. And it was almost time for study hours. The students had wound up the counter and have gone. So I thought, I cannot wait any longer. The sweet is not going to come. So with a heavy heart and so sad, I went to my room. I opened my cupboard. I had a picture of Swami and a chit box there. I saw Swami straight into his eyes and told, Swami, what did I ask you? Did I ask you something great? After all, I asked you for one sweet and you didn't give me. Why, Swami? Then when I picked up a chit read, I'm a silent listener to all your conversations. Immediately retorted back to Swami saying, Swami, what is the use of just listening, Swami? I didn't get the sweet. So with a heavy heart and totally disturbed, I settled down for study hours. I was in no mood to study, but I had to at least pretend that I'm studying because my room teacher would be coming for rounds to see if the students are studying or not. So, as they say, I was physically present but mentally absent. And after some time, I was so disturbed that I put my head down on the desk and I was lost in my thoughts. Few moments later, I heard somebody entering my room, go to the other end of the room and speak to my room leader and then exit. I was not bothered at all because I was lost in my thoughts. And then no sooner did that brother exit the room, my room leader called out to all of us in the room and told, brothers, since we got the room cleanliness award last week, sir has sent all of us extra sweets. That moment when I heard extra sweets, I immediately sprang to life, ran to the room leader, picked up my sweet and came to the cupboard, opened my cupboard and told Swami, Swami, I am very sorry. You not only just listen to our prayers, but you respond as well. That is the nearness and dearness that we can experience with our Divine Mother. One of the most important scriptures which praise the Divine Mother is the Lalita Sahasranama. The Lalita Sahasranama is basically a stotram which comprises of 1,000 names in praise of the Divine Mother. Names that describe her beauty, names that describe her power, and also names that describe her superiority over the entire cosmos. If one reads the Lalita Sahasranama, it also describes the abode of the Divine Mother, which is the Srinagara, or also called as the Sri Chakra. The Sri Chakra, if you want to visualize it is like a mighty fortress or a maze which cannot be traversed very easily. It has 9 levels, which is also called as the Navavarana. And each level has a deity, and the Divine Goddess sits in the center of the Sri Chakra, just like the Lalita Sahasranama says, Bindu Mandala Madhyastha. So for any person who reads and understands this, he can only conclude that the Goddess is totally inaccessible to him. Because how can we, ordinary humans like us, even think of traversing such a difficult maze? But the answer is no. The Goddess is not inaccessible to us. In fact, the solution lies in the very first name of the Lalita Sahasranama, which is Shri Mata. The Lalita Sahasranama's first shloka starts with Shri Mata and then Shri Maharagni Srimat Simhasaneshwari. Shri Mata meaning the Divine Mother. Let me give you an analogy so that we can understand this better. Imagine you are having a very big house with a lot of rooms and you are playing just outside the house on the road. And suddenly you have a fall and you are in great pain and you call out for help and shout Amma or Mother. Irrespective of where she is, irrespective of what she is doing, she just drops everything and rushes to our help. She comes out of the house, looks at us, comes to us, bends down, lifts us up and then comforts us. Similar is the case with the Divine Mother. If you think deeply, the entire concept of an avatar itself is an expression of motherly love that the Divine has for her creation. True indeed when they say avatar is the descent of God for the ascent of man. At this juncture, I am reminded of a beautiful incident that happened to one of the students who studied in the Prashantilayam campus of our institute many, many years ago. So, one evening as this student was coming for the evening darshans, he had this habit of keeping his slippers next to his home here in East Prashanti. So that day when he came there, he saw his father standing outside. And the moment he saw his father's face, he knew that something was amiss, something was wrong. His father's face was tensed and he was restless. And he was in a fix at that point in time because he didn't know whether to stop there and ask his father what happened or to go and rush for the first row in darshan. As he was in this dilemma, one of the front rushers for the darshan lines told that Swami had already finished the first round of darshan and had gone to the interview room to grant interviews to a few devotees. So he decided he will go and ask his father what happened. So the moment the father saw this student, his eyes welled with tears and with a heavy heart he told that his mother had all of a sudden collapsed and fell unconscious in the afternoon, and since then she has not got up. All the doctors are attending to her, but there is no response from the mother. Now, hearing this, immediately the student rushed inside his house and he saw his mother lying on the bed motionless and surrounded by doctors who were trying to desperately get her back into action. One of the doctors, seeing the student, came up and told that your mother's pulse rate is deteriorating very badly, and if the same rate continues, she will probably be alive only for the next probably 20 or 25 minutes. Now, this statement, the student was totally not ready for it. This came like a thunderbolt to him, and the doctors told, now the only hope, only refuge is Swami. Please go and somehow try to inform Swami about the situation. Now, this was totally unexpected situation. With a heavy heart, he came to the mandir. Now, this student was a member of the bhajan group, and since the gravity of the situation demanded that he wanted the access to Swami, he asked the few senior members of the bhajan group whether he can sit near the bhajan hall door right next to the interview room. The reason being, he will be the first person whom Swami will see when he comes out of the interview room. So, he got the permission, he sat there and he was trying to pray. I say trying to pray because the moment he closed his eyes, there was a battle of emotions. At one side, he was worried about his mother, the emotional aspect of the mother, and he saw her suffer over there. And the other side, he needs to pray to Swami to bring her back to life. 10 minutes passed, 20 minutes passed. There was no sign of Swami at all. And when the student turned back and saw the doctor also come and sit for darshan. He tried to signal to the doctor as to asking what happened, is everything fine? But the doctor gave an expressionless stare at that student's face, and this increased the fear of the student even more. 30 minutes passed. According to the doctor, his mother would have been alive only for 25 minutes. And that moment he probably felt that I'll have to accept this and I will have to face one of my worst nightmares ever possible. You won't imagine, 50 minutes passed, there was no sign of Swami, and it was time for bhajans. Omkaram started, and the moment Ganesh bhajan started, the handle of the interview room door moved and Swami came out opening the door. Swami didn't see him. In fact, that day, at that point in time, he was desperately trying to get attention of Swami, but Swami didn't even see him. Swami came out with a beaming smile, sat on the throne in bhajan hall, and was blissfully hearing the bhajans. Now, this student was desperately trying to get Swami's attention, and he thought, now the only way that he can get attention is to sing bhajan, because generally when students sing bhajan, Swami looks at the singer. So he asked the bhajan in charge if he can sing the second bhajan that day. And the bhajan in charge also felt that there was something wrong with that student, and he agreed that he can sing the second bhajan. Once the Ganesh bhajan got over, with a heavy heart and but a heart filled with yearning and devotion, the student started out with a beautiful alap. Tumeva mata cha pitatvameva, tumeva bandhuscha sakatvameva, tumeva vidya dravinam tumeva, tumeva sarvam mama deva deva, tumeva sarvam mama sai deva. And then came the most beautiful bhajan, Sai Pita or Mata Sai. He sang with lot of devotion. I'm sure most of you will be expecting a miracle here, but that didn't happen. No sooner did he reach the second line, Swami got up from his chair and walked out. And he went for a darshan in the gents' side. Now, this boy didn't expect this. In fact, he was telling Swami, Swami, why are you doing this to me? Swami, where are you when I need you the most? Why are you deserting me? 4-5 bhajans passed. Swami came inside the bhajan hall. After the 6th bhajan that day, Swami took aarti and went. That day, it was as if that particular student did not exist for Swami. So, once the bhajan was over, the student came out and he thought, yeah, maybe I have to face what needs to be faced. And he was ready to expect the unexpected. The moment when he went out of the mandir and again he saw his father outside his house. This time the father had tears in his eyes. But this time it was tears of joy. That's when he came to know that Swami had come and resurrected his mother. His mother was actually dead. Swami came and resurrected his mother. The most beautiful part of this entire experience or incident is that few days later when Swami was giving a discourse inside the bhajan hall, this student was sitting at the fag end near the Krishna Arjuna statue inside the bhajan hall. Swami mentioned that boy's name and told how he went and then resurrected his mother. And the most beautiful part of the incident is that this Swami told that this boy sang with a lot of devotion and he told that, Swami, you are my mother and you are my father. And when he told this, I could not sit there. So I immediately went out and helped his mother and got her back to life. Such is the love and compassion of our most beloved Mother Sai. Indeed, she is the ocean of compassion. Avyaja Karuna Murti Rajnana Dvanta Deepika, says the Lalita Sahasranama. Such is the love and compassion of our most beloved Mother Sai. Now, Swami always says that his love is that of 1,000 mothers. Now, in order to experience the love and compassion of 1,000 mothers, we must first understand the love and compassion of a single mother. The Taittiriya Upanishad says, Matrudevo Bhava, Pitrudevo Bhava. Mother and father are verily God and we must treat them as embodiments of divinity. In relating to this, I am reminded of a chinna katha which Swami used to say, highlighting the importance of respect towards parents. Mother Parvati and Lord Parameshwara were seated in Kailash and they saw a man who was sitting on a branch of a tree. Now, he was sitting on a branch that was about to break. Now, seeing the impending danger that the man was facing, the most compassionate divine mother pleaded with Parameshwara saying, O Lord, this person is going to have a very bad fall. Please go and save him. But Parameshwara, who wanted to get a very important lesson out of the incident, told that, I can't go and save him until and unless he calls. How can I go to a place uninvited? Now, but the compassionate mother was not willing to leave this like that. So she came up with an agreement, a deal, saying that, O Lord, if the person, when he is having a fall, if he shouts, Appa, or if he shouts, O Father, you must go and save him. But in case he shouts, Amma or Mother, I will go and save him. Parameshwara said, well, that's fine, I agree to it. And they were keenly looking at this person. If I have to put it another way, they were at the edge of their seats, waiting and ever ready to see who is going to go and help this person. And then that moment came when the branch gave a very big crack and that person was about to fall. And unexpectedly, he shouted, Ayyo! That's when Swami says that that person never shouted out saying, mother or father because he never respected his parents. And how can God help a person who doesn't respect his parents? And among father and the mother, always gets a higher position. And an incident to elaborate on this, I would like to narrate one incident from the Dwapara Yuga. After the Kurukshetra war, after the hundred Kauravas were dead, Krishna comes to the abode of the palace of Dhritarashtra and Gandhari. Gandhari, who was full of grief at the death of her 100 sons, at the moment Krishna arrived, with a lot of despondency, grief and anger, shouts at Krishna saying, "O Krishna, don't you know that both Pandavas and Kauravas were sons of brothers? Then why this partiality towards only the Pandavas? Couldn't you have saved at least one of my 100 sons?" Krishna, in the most calm and compassionate manner, replies to Gandhari saying, "Mother, it is not my fault. I was totally helpless. In fact, it was your fault." Gandhari was now perplexed and surprised as to how it can be her fault. Krishna then adds, saying, "You had 100 sons, but have you even seen at least one of your sons? If the mother's vision doesn't fall on sons, even God is helpless. That is the importance that is associated with motherhood in our culture." So today, it happens to be a very beautiful coincidence. Today is Gandhi Jayanti, and Mahatma Gandhi himself was an example for Matra Bhakti. An important incident which happened in his life, probably an incident which had a major impact in his life. The incident where his mother had this ritual of Kokila Vratam, where after her puja, she would have food only after hearing the cooing of the cuckoo bird. One day it so happened that a long time had passed and there was no sign of the cuckoo nor its sound. So seeing this, Mohandas was very much pained because the mother was starving. So quickly what he did, he went outside his house, hid behind a bush, and then imitated the cooing of a cuckoo bird. After that, he rushed inside his home and told his mother that, "Mother, you just now heard the cooing of the cuckoo bird. Now you can go have food." But when the mother came to know that it was Mohandas who did this, and she was so pained at this. In fact, she had tears in her eyes and told, "What sin have I committed that I have a son who speaks lies?" Seeing his mother cry, that day Mohandas took a vow that he will speak nothing but the truth. That day a seed was sown in the heart of Mohandas, which made him transform from Mohandas to the Mahatma. Not just humans, even when avatars come on this earth, they lead an exemplary life which serves as an example for all of us. And what better example do we have than our most beloved Mother Sai? If you see, Swami actually chose Mother Ishwaramma as the epicenter or focal point for his entire avataric mission. The hospitals, the educational institutions, or the water projects are nothing but Swami's fulfillment to the promises that he gave that day to Mother Ishwaramba. And in fact, another interesting point is that Mother Ishwaramba plays a very important role in making this Satya Sai avatar a very, very unique avatar. Take for instance, compared to any other Purna avatar like Rama avatar, Krishna avatar, or even for that matter, Shirdi Sai avatar, the Satya Sai avatar is very unique in the sense that It is only in this avatar that the Janma Kshetram and the Karma Kshetram are one and the same, and that is Puttaparthi. The place of birth of the avatar and the place where the avataric mission unfolded are one and the same. And this wouldn't have happened if Mother Ishwarama wouldn't have requested Swami to stay back in Puttaparthi and continue his mission. Another beautiful example of Matra Bhakti is Sri Adi Shankaracharya. Now when young Shankara wanted to take up sannyasa, his mother was unwilling, but Though unwilling she was, she gave him the permission with one condition, that at the time of her last moments, at the time of her death, Shankara must be by her bedside and perform her final rites. Now this will be a point of debate for many, saying, how can a sannyasi be attached to his mother and how can he perform the final rites, etc., etc. But I would like to view this in a different perspective. If a sannyasi like Adi Shankaracharya, if an avatar like, if the Kali Yuga avatar like our own Swami has given a lot of importance to the mother, I guess it is but our duty to give a lot of importance, respect and love for our own mother. So Shankara agreed to this, and during the last moments of his mother, Shankara came, and when he saw his mother weak, frail, and seated on, sleeping on her deathbed, out came 5 beautiful verses from Adi Shankaracharya, and today it is known as the Matra Panchakam. It is probably the only composition from Adi Shankaracharya which is not in praise of any deity, but talks about the glory of a mother, talks about the divinity that is present in motherhood. The first shloka goes like this.
Astam tavadiyam prasuti samaye durvara shulavyadha nairuchyam tanusoshanam malamayim shayyacha samvatsari ekasyapi nagarbhabara varana kleshasya yasyakshamaha datum nishkriti munnatopitanayai tasyai jananyai namaha.
O mother, you went through a lot of difficulties during the period of pregnancy, and at the time of childbirth you experienced excruciating pain. For all that you have done, you have sacrificed a lot for me. For all that you have done, what can I do, O mother, but offer my salutations at your lotus feet? At this point, I am reminded of a beautiful quote given by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, the former president of our country. When somebody asked him, sir, can you define what is a birthday? He says, birthday is that day in your life when you cried and your mother smiled. What a profound statement that is. The mother, for all of us, mother symbolizes love, compassion and sacrifice. And in Sanatana Dharma, women have always experienced exalted positions. And I think that is because of the motherhood that is associated with them. And when I think, why is motherhood so special? Why is it given that much of an importance? Almost, in fact, it is close to God. That's when I came up with this answer. The greatness of motherhood lies in inclusivity, where probably the mother is the only person on this earth who will love us even before we are born. Irrespective of how we look, who we are, she still loves us the same way. And why is she close to the divine or compared to divinity? Let me explain with an analogy. When Swami often says that I separated myself from myself to love myself, I think every mother also does the same. When we are in our mother's womb, we live as one entity with the mother. And at the process of childbirth, at the time of childbirth, she separates herself from herself so that she can love herself. The last verse of the Matra Panchakam says,
Ambeti tateti shiveti tasmin prasuti sambhage gadavocha uchaihi krishneti govinda hare mukundeti aho jananyai rachitoyam anjalihi rachitoyam anjalihi.
O mother, during the times when you had excruciating pain, you shouted out crying for help, O Rama, O Krishna, O Govinda, you sacrificed a lot for me. For all that, what am I going to do in return? Nothing I can do but offer my tears of gratitude at your divine lotus feet. Yes, true indeed. We cannot do anything that will repay our debt to the mother. But I think one little bit that all of us can do, and that is, I guess in most of our lives there will come a time when our parents also will become old and will become childlike and be dependent on us. That is the point where all of us, instead of showing them the way to the towards old age homes, we need to show them our love, our gratitude, and our respect and reverence to them. And thus, I think Navaratri is a very unique festival, and it is our way of celebrating Mother's Day. A Mother's Day with a difference, because it is a day where we see motherhood in divinity and divinity in motherhood. And I also think that the 9 days of Navaratri is nothing but a tribute to the 9 months of pregnancy that a woman undergoes towards her journey to become a mother. I would like to conclude with a song, with a prayer to our most beloved Mother Sai. Swami, please keep me near and dear to you always. And I just have one prayer, and that is, how many ever births that I take, all that I want is to be born as your child, as your son.
Amma enraikkada uyirillaye, ammavai vanangamal uyarvillaye, neril nindra pesum deivam, petra thaayindri verondru yedu. Amma endrazhaikkatha uyirillaye, ammavai vanangamal uyarvillaye. Pasum thangam pudu velli maanikyam mani vairam, ivayavum oru thaaykku eedaaguma. விலை மீது விலை வைத்து கேட்டாலும் கொடுத்தாலும் கடை தன்னில் தாயன்பு கிடைக்காதம்மா. பொருளோடு புகழ் வேண்டும் மகனல்ல தாயே, உன் அருள் வேண்டும் எனக்கென்றும் அது போதுமே. அடுத்திங்கு பிறப்பொன்று அமைந்தாலும் நானுந்தன் மகனாக பிறக்கின்ற வரம் வேண்டுமே. அதை நீயே தருவாயே. அம்மா என்றழைக்காத உயிரில்லையே, அம்மாவை வணங்காவல் உயர்வில்லையே.
லவ் யூ சுவாமி. Thank you for your patient listening. Jai Sai Ram.
We thank Brother Santosh for his wonderful elucidation on the importance of motherhood. We now pray to Bhagwan for his most divine benediction. Following Bhagwan's discourse will be a musical offering by the students of the Mudaneli campus of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. Sai Ram.
Dear students, dear students, men and women,
enni vidyalu chadiviyu entati padavulu nerinappatikini ఎన్ని భోగభాగ్యములను అనుభవించినప్పటికీ మానవతా విలువ ఒకటి లేకపోయినా ఇవన్నీ ఇప్పుడు నిష్ప్రయోజనము.
వాట్ ఎవర్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ యు మే హావ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ అథారిటీ అండ్ పవర్ యు మే ఎంజాయ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ లగ్జురీస్ అండ్ కంఫర్ట్స్ యు మే ఎంజాయ్, ఇఫ్ యు డు నాట్ హ్యావ్ హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూస్, ఆల్ దిస్ వుడ్ బి ఎ వేస్ట్.
జీవితములో వివిధ పరిధుల మధ్య సామరస్యము సమన్వయము ఉండినప్పుడే జీవితం అర్థవంతమవుతుంది.
ఓన్లీ వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ హార్మనీ అండ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఇన్ లైఫ్, లైఫ్ బికమ్స్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్.
జీవితమును నిత్య సత్యములుగా ప్రకాశించే ప్రాచీన సాంప్రదాయములను, సంస్కృతిని నేటి కాలానుగుణ్యముగా సమన్వయం చేసుకుని సంరక్షించుటే ఇది ప్రధానమైన విద్య.
The most important part of education is to enjoy in daily life those infinite values and traditions which have come about and the great culture which I have enjoyed.
ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన నిత్య సత్యమైనటువంటి భావములు ఈనాడు విద్యార్థులు ఎందు లోపించటం చేతనే విద్యార్థుల హృదయము మలినమై అశాంతి అయి అసంతృప్తికి గురి అయి కేవలము అస్తవ్యస్తమైన జీవితంగా గడుపుతున్నారు.
As such great sacred qualities are lacking in the hearts of students, today's students are filled with hearts which are full of bad ideas, dirt, and therefore they are suffering confusion, conflicts, and very many difficulties in life.
Nirantaramu vidyarthi yokka bhavamulu durbhavamula chetanu duralochana chetanu duskarmala chetanu nindi nimidukrutamai untunnadi.
Today's students' feelings are full of the thoughts, the feelings, and their deeds. All of them are bad and evil.
దీనికి కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఈస్ ద రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్?
దీని విమోచనకు సరైన కృషి సల్పకపోవటమే.
ది ఓన్లీ రీజన్ ఈస్ దట్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ మేకింగ్ ఎఫర్ట్స్ టు ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ స్టేట్.
మానవతా విలువలు సరైన రీతిగా అర్థం చేసుకోలేకపోవటమే.
నాట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూస్ ప్రాపర్లీ ఈస్ ది మెయిన్ రీజన్ ఫర్ దిస్ స్టేట్.
ఏమిటి ఈ మానవతా విలువలు?
వాట్ ఆర్ రియల్ హ్యూమన్ వాల్యూస్?
యమము నియమము ఈ రెండింటి యొక్క అంతరాత్మను గుర్తించినప్పుడే మానవత్వం సార్థకమవుతుంది.
మ్యాన్స్ లైఫ్ బికమ్స్ శాంక్టిఫైడ్ వెన్ హీ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ యమ అండ్ నియమ.
యమ అనగా అహింస, సత్యము, ఆస్తేయము, బ్రహ్మచర్యము, అపరిగ్రహము.
వెన్ యూ సీ యమ, ఇట్ కన్సిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఫైవ్ థింగ్స్: అహింస, నాన్ వైలెన్స్, సత్యము, ట్రూత్, ఆస్తేయము, నాన్ పొసెషన్, బ్రహ్మచర్యము, సెలిబసీ అండ్ అపరిగ్రహము.
అహింస అనగా త్రికరణ శుద్ధితో మనోవాక్కాయములచే ఎట్టి ప్రాణిని కూడాను బాధించకుండా ఉండటం.
అహింస ఆర్ నాన్ వైలెన్స్ రెఫర్స్ టు నాట్ హర్టింగ్ ఎనీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, ఎయిదర్ బై వర్డ్, థాట్ ఆర్ డీడ్.
ఇట్టి పవిత్రమైనటువంటి యొక్క క్రియకు మానవుడు నోచుకోలేకపోతున్నాడు.
మ్యాన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఫార్చునేట్ ఎనఫ్ టు హ్యావ్ దిస్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ నాన్ వైలెంట్ అప్రోచ్.
తన స్వార్థము సప్రయోజన నిమిత్తమై అనేక మందిని బాధిస్తున్నాడు.
ఫార్ ఫుల్ఫిల్లింగ్ హిస్ ఓన్ సెల్ఫిష్నెస్ అండ్ సెల్ఫిష్ ఎండ్స్ హీఈస్ హర్టింగ్ అండ్ హార్మింగ్ అదర్ పీపుల్.
నేను అనే అహంకారం, నాది అనేటువంటి అభిమానము ఈ రెండే సమస్త అనర్థములకు మూల కారణము.
ఫర్ ఆల్ ది ప్రాబ్లమ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ ఫేస్డ్ బై మ్యాన్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఐ అండ్ ది ఈగో అండ్ మైండ్ అండ్ దట్ పొసెసివ్ ఇన్స్టింక్ట్.
అహంకార అభిమానములు నిర్మూలము గావించినప్పుడే మానవత్వం అభివృద్ధి గావించడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటుంటుంది.
హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు మేక్ ప్రోగ్రెస్ ఓన్లీ వెన్ దే ఫ్రీ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈగో అండ్ అటాచ్మెంట్.
కనుక అహింస అనేటువంటిది మాటల చేత కాక మనశ్చేత కాక క్రియందు కూడాను ఎట్టి ప్రాణిని కూడాను బాధించకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
నాట్ హర్టింగ్ ఎనీ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ మియర్లీ బై థాట్ ఆర్ బై వర్డ్ ఈవెన్ బై డీడ్ దాట్ అలోన్ అమౌంట్స్ టు రియల్ అహింస.
రెండవది సత్యము.
ది సెకండ్ వన్ ఈస్ ట్రూత్.
సత్యము సత్యమని చూచినది చూచినట్టుగా, విన్నది విన్నట్టుగా, చేసినది చేసినట్టుగా చెప్పినంత మాత్రం సత్యము కానేరదు.
It would not become truth if you merely tell things as you see, as you hear, or as you perceive.
Trikala bhajyam satyam.
That which it transcends all the three times, that is truth.
Anvutvega karam vakyam satyam priti hitam chetyani. Priti hitamuga untundali.
The word must be dear and hurting.
Satyam priyamuga untundali.
Truth must be really dear and acceptable.
ఉద్వేగంగా ఉండకూడదు.
You should not be
సత్యము కదా అని ఇతరులు బాధించినటువంటి రీతిగా సత్యము చెప్పకూడదు.
We should not hastily tell truth in order to hurt people.
ఇతరులకు ప్రీతి కదా అని అసత్యం ఆడరాదు.
In order to please others, we should not tell a lie.
ఇట్టి సత్యమును వినయ విధేయతలతో మనోవాక్కాయముల చేత మనసును రంజింపచేయనట్టుగా పలకటం ఇది సహజం.
Real truth is conveying things in a dear and acceptable way to all people and with humility దట్ అలోన్ అమౌంట్స్ టు ట్రూత్.
ఇట్టి సత్యమును విద్యార్థులు ప్రప్రథములు అనుసరించక తప్పదు.
ఇన్ ది స్టూడెంట్స్ ఇన్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ మస్ట్ ఫాలో దిస్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ ట్రూత్.
మానవ జీవితము సత్య జీవితము.
Man's life is based upon
పవిత్రమైన జీవితము.
It is sacred.
దివ్యమైన నవ్యమైనటువంటి జీవితము.
It is divine.
విలువగలిగినటువంటి జీవితము.
It is most precious.
జీవించగలిగినటువంటి జీవితము.
It is life meant to be lived.
ఇట్టి జీవితాన్ని మనం వ్యర్థం గావించుకోవడానికి అసత్య మార్గంలో ప్రవేశించి స్వార్థ సప్రయోజన నిమిత్తమై జీవితాన్ని వ్యర్థం గావించుకుంటున్నాం.
We are wasting our life following the path of untruth and not realizing the importance of the path of truth.
మూడవది ఆస్థేయము.
The third one is asteya.
Yetti samayam nandu kani,
whatever be the time,
yetti paristhitulu endu kani,
under any circumstances,
itharu yokka padarthamu manam dongilincharadu.
We should not steal things belonging to others.
Ee trikarana shuddhiga itti bhavamunu parishuddhamu gavinchukovali.
We should observe this with all the trikaranas, three instruments, mind, thought and deed.
Kevalamu ఒక పదార్థమును దొంగిలించడం మాత్రమే కాదు, ఇది మానసికంగా కూడా ఇట్టి భావమే అతనిలో ప్రవేశించరాదు.
There should not be even a thought of stealing, and that is asteya.
ఇట్టి ఆస్తేయాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పరచుకోవటం అత్యవసరం.
It is necessary to develop this kind of feeling.
ఒక బ్రహ్మచర్యం.
The next one is
లోక సంబంధమైన రీతిగా మనం ఆచరించడము ఇది అసాధ్యము.
It may be impossible to observe brahmacharya in the way that it is understood.
దుర్భావములకు దురాలోచనలకు దుశ్చేష్టలకు మనసును ప్రవేశపెట్టరాదు.
We should not allow mind to go into wrong thoughts or uttering wrong words or following wrong deeds.
సరియైనటువంటి బ్రహ్మచర్యం అనగా నిరంతరము బ్రహ్మములో చరించడమే బ్రహ్మచర్య.
Living in Brahma is the correct understanding of brahmacharya.
బ్రహ్మవిత్ బ్రహ్మైవ భవతి. ఎట్టి తలంపులు వచ్చినా ఎట్టి ఆలోచనలు కలిగినా ఎట్టి క్రియలు చేయాలని ఇష్టపడినా ఇవన్నీ ఇప్పుడు బ్రహ్మకర్మలుగానే విశ్వసించటము ఇది నిజమైన బ్రహ్మచర్యకు సరియైన అర్థము.
ది కరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఈజ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ థాట్ యు గెట్ వాట్ ఎవర్ యు డు థింకింగ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ అండ్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఇట్ టు హిమ్ దాట్ వుడ్ బి
సర్వకర్మ భవత్ప్రీత్యార్థమనే భావం చేత తానే ఒక బ్రహ్మంగా విశ్వసించి తాను ఆచరించేటువంటి సర్వకర్మలు కూడాను బ్రహ్మకర్మలుగానే విశ్వసించడం ఇది బ్రహ్మచర్యం.
రియల్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఇస్ కన్సిడరింగ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ యాజ్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మింగ్ ఎవ్రీ యాక్టివిటీ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ అండ్ ఫర్ ది బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ. దాట్ ఈస్ రియల్ బ్రహ్మచర్య.
బ్రహ్మ నిర్మించిన బ్రహ్మ లిఖించిన వేదము శాస్త్రము ఇతిహాసము పురాణము ఉపనిషత్తు బ్రహ్మసూత్రము ఇత్యాది గ్రంథములను నిరంతరము వల్లించడమే ఇది బ్రహ్మచర్యం.
Another aspect of brahmacharya is to continuously participate in studying various things written by Brahma himself, such as Vedas, Shastras, Itihasas, Brahma Sutras and Upanishads.
Brahmacharya managa bhavanamulaku punadi vantidi.
Brahmacharya may be compared to the foundation for a building.
Ee brahmacharya anetunte oka punadi painane gruhastamu vanaprastamu సన్యాసం అనే మూడు భవనములు అభివృద్ధి అవుతూ వస్తున్నాయి.
ద నెక్స్ట్ త్రీ స్టోరీస్ ఆఫ్ గృహస్థ వానప్రస్థ అండ్ సన్యాస ఆర్ బిల్ట్ ఆన్ ద ఫౌండేషన్.
బ్రహ్మచర్యమనేటువంటి పవిత్రముగా లేకుండా భద్రముగా లేకుండా స్థిరముగా లేకుండా గృహస్థ వానప్రస్థ సన్యాసములన్నీ కూడా కూలిపోవడానికి అవకాశం ఉంటాయి.
దేర్ ఇఫ్ దిస్ బ్రహ్మచర్య ఇస్ నాట్ సీక్రెట్ స్ట్రాంగ్ అండ్ ఫర్మ్ ది అదర్ స్టేజెస్ ఇన్ లైఫ్ విల్ బి రాదర్ షేకీ అండ్ లైక్లీ టు ఫాల్.
కనుక జీవిత భవనములకు బ్రహ్మచర్యం అనేటువంటిది ప్రధానమైనటువంటి యొక్క సూత్రము.
ఫర్ ద మ్యాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ బ్రహ్మచర్య దేర్ఫోర్ ఇస్ ఎ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ప్రీరిక్విజిట్.
నిర్మలమై నిశ్చలమై నిస్వార్థమై నిరహంకారంతో కూడినటువంటిదిగా ఉంటుండాలి.
దిస్ మస్ట్ బి టోటలీ ప్యూర్ అండ్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి సీక్రెట్ అండ్ ఇట్ మస్ట్ బి ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఎనీ డిఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ ఫ్లా.
ఇంకా ఐదవది అపరిగ్రహం.
The next one is aparigraha.
ఈ పరిగ్రహం అనేటువంటి మహాపాపమని దోషమని కూడా ఉపనిషత్తులు బోధిస్తూ వచ్చాయి.
Upanishads have declared that parigraha is a great sin.
మనం ఎట్టి ఉపకారం చేసినప్పటికీ తత్ఫలితమై మనం ఎట్టి దీనిని అందుకోవడానికి సిద్ధముగా ఉండరాదు.
whatever good you do to others, you should not expect any result or anything in return
from them.
It is natural for man to accept things in return for what he
does.
But from the point of view of scriptures, this is unnatural and
undesirable. తండ్రి గురువు దైవం వీరి నుండి మాత్రమే ఏమైనా పొందడానికి అధికారం ఉన్నది కానీ ఇతరుల దగ్గర నుండి ఏ పదార్థం కూడా మనం అందుకోరాదు.
వీ హావ్ నో రైట్ టు రిసీవ్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎక్సెప్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ మదర్ ఫాదర్ ప్రిసెప్టర్ అండ్ గాడ్.
భగవంతుడు సృష్టికర్త,
గాడ్ ఇస్ ద క్రియేటర్,
పోషణకర్త,
హీ టేక్స్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ హిస్
పీపుల్, సంరక్షకుడు,
హీ ప్రొటెక్ట్స్ us.
కనుక భగవంతుడి చేత అన్నీను మనం పొందడానికి అధికారం ఉంటుండాలి.
వీ హావ్ ఎవ్రీ రైట్ టు గెట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ గాడ్.
అయితే తల్లిదండ్రుల దగ్గర వారి శక్తానుసారము వారి యొక్క యోగ్యానుసారము మనం అందుకోవాల్సిందే కాని మితిమీరి వారిని కూడా బాధించడం ప్రయత్నించరాదు.
వీ హావ్ ఎ రైట్ టు రిసీవ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు ది కెపాసిటీస్ ఆఫ్ ది పేరెంట్స్ బట్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ ట్రబుల్ దెమ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ టూ మచ్ ఫ్రమ్ దెమ్.
గురువు దగ్గర నుంచి కేవలము విద్యా అనుగ్రహమును మాత్రమే అందుకోవాలి.
వీ హావ్ ఎ రైట్ టు రిసీవ్ ఎడ్యుకేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ ద ప్రిసెప్టర్.
కోవా గురు యోగి హితోపదేష్ట, హితమును బోధించేటువంటి గురువు నందు శిష్యస్తుకోయో గురు భక్తి ఏవా, అతని సంతృప్తిపరిచేటువంటి యొక్క మార్గం తప్ప అన్య రీతిలోని ఏమాత్రం కూడా నువ్వు చేయిచాచరాదు.
ద స్టూడెంట్ షుడ్ ఆల్వేస్ కండక్ట్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సో హాస్ టు ప్లీజ్ గురు హూ ఆల్వేస్ థింక్స్ ది వెల్ఫేర్ ఆఫ్ స్టూడెంట్.
కానీ ఈనాటి విద్యార్థులు ఎందు ఇది చాలా లోపించినది.
బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హైలీ ల్యాకింగ్ ఇన్ స్టూడెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ టుడే.
తద్వారానే అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క మనము ఒక విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క జన్మలకు గురి అవుతున్నాం.
ఇట్ ఈస్ అన్ అకౌంట్ ఆఫ్ ల్యాక్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ పీపుల్ ఆర్ టేకింగ్ అప్ దిస్ రీబర్త్ అండ్
రుణస్థులుగా మారిపోతున్నాము.
వీఆర్ బికమింగ్ ఇండికేట్
ఈ రుణ ఫలితం చేత ఏ విధంగా మనకు జన్మ లభిస్తుందో చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాదు.
On account of this indebtedness, we have to take birth, but we do not know what type of birth we are going to get.
అవసరమైనప్పుడు తప్ప అన్య సమయములందు ఇతరుల ఇంటి ఎందుకు నువ్వు భుజించరా.
Unless it becomes essential, we should not even partake food in others' houses.
నా మిత్రుని ఇంటి ఎందున్నాను కదా అని చెప్పని ఒక 10 దినంలో 15 దినంలో తిష్ట వేసుకుని ఉండరాదు.
Just because you are staying with your friend, you have no right to stay there for 10 or 15
days. Nee mitrude nee talida vaari talidandrulpaina aadharapadi untunnadu.
Your friend himself depends upon his parents.
Atanike swatantram ledu.
He does not have his own freedom.
Atti paristhitri yendu mitrudu mitrulandi vaari inti yendu poi manu kuchoti bhoncheyadam manchidi kaadu.
Under such circumstances it would be inappropriate to sit in your friend's house and go on becoming a burden.
Mitrudu sampadinchinatundi kaadani.
It is not earned by your friend.
మిత్రుని యొక్క తల్లిదండ్రులు సంపాదించినటువంటిది.
It is what is earned by the parents.
తల్లిదండ్రుల యొక్క సంపాదన పుత్రులకు మాత్రమే అధికారం ఉన్నది కానీ అన్యులకు లేదు.
It is only the children who have the right to enjoy the earnings of the parents.
అలాంటి పరిస్థితుల లోపల మనము నిత్యానిత్య విషయ పరిశీలన చేయకుండా మనము అన్యుల ఇంటి ఎందు పోయి కూర్చుంటుంటాం.
Under such circumstances, it would be rather inappropriate to go on becoming a burden to
friends. అభ్యాసం కాదు.
This is inappropriate for educated people.
Kanuka aparigraham aneetundi athyavasaram.
Therefore this aparigraha, non accepting things from others,
patramo pustamo phalamo toyamo annattuga ye oka chinna daarane enukodanu manam itharulaku arpinchadaniki tagineetundi deenlo manam siddhanga undali kani ఇతరు నుంచి అందుకోవడానికి ఏమాత్రము మనం సిద్ధంగా ఉండరాదు.
వాట్ ఎవర్ లిటిల్ వీ కెన్ డూ ఫర్ అదర్స్ వీ కెన్ డూ బట్ వీ షుడ్ నాట్ try to accept anything from others.
ఇది యమం యొక్క మానవతా విలువలు.
This is what yama constitutes in terms of human values.
భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ, హరి భజన బినా సుఖ శాంతి నహీ.
హరి Beloved Bhagwan, as a humble salutation to this divine phenomenon of music that stands testimony to our bond, we, the students of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Muddanahalli Campus, offer this musical endeavor at thy divine lotus feet.
Om Namo Ganeshaya. గజవదనః గజాపేక్షయా అతిబలవాన్ నిశ్చలో నిరాకారోపి భక్తానాం సకల విఘ్నానాం నివారకః అయం ప్రథమవందితః శ్రీ గణేశః స్వీయ ప్రేమమయా కారుణ్యేన సకల భాగ్యప్రదాతః అస్తి దేవః మనసి గణేశం సంప్రార్థ్య యా కాపి విద్యా అధీయతే చేత్ తత్ సంపూర్ణం భవతి యః ప్రేమణా భక్త్యా స్తవనం కరోతి తం తేనేవ ప్రేమ భావనయా కృపాం కృత్వా ఉద్ధరతి తాదృశః సర్వారంభస్య ఆరంభః శ్రీ గణేశః సర్వేషాం విజ్ఞాన్ నిర్వార్య మంగళం దదాతు వయం ప్రార్థయామహే.
Yeah.
పదాలు కూడా పలుకులేని మమ్ములతో పాటలు పాడించగల దయామయ్యి, కష్టాల్లో జంటగా ఉండి ఇష్టాల్లో వెంట వచ్చే మీకు ఇవే మా శతకోటి వందనములు. వీరములే నిన్ను గుర్తించలేకను, పరమాత్ముడే పురుషులను స్థుతించలేదా? భక్తులు లాలించగా అమ్మను కూడా నేనే అయితినని ఆ పరమాత్ముడు పలకగా నేను దాసోహమంటిని. చతుర్భుజే చంద్రకళావతంసే కుచోన్నతే కుంకుమరాగ శోని పుండ్రేక్ష పాశాంకుష పుష్పబాణ హస్తే నమస్తే జగదేక మాత. మా అను అనువున గుండె చప్పుడై శ్వాసనిచ్చేటి మీకు మా ప్రతి శ్వాసతో పాటు ఈ పాట అంకితం. శ్రీలలిత జగన్మాత.
Thank you. Sometimes we wonder, how ignorant are we to your grace? You gifted us with music, and we go around searching for it everywhere, seldom realizing that music emanates right from within us.
Our divine lotus feet, an acapella in which all music is created through our voices. Bless us so that we may forever live in this awareness that with you everything will be all right.
Testimony to those lives of those people who personified peace, truth, and endurance. A pristine epitome of all these ideals is our Mahatma. In celebration of this 150th birth anniversary of that son of Mother India and father of the nation, we pay tribute to that one man who collides the diversity of the nation by offering this Bharat of ours in the form of bhavam, ragam and talam threaded together in 10 different languages. Thank you.
लफ्जों से अदा करूं तेरा शुक्रिया, किन लफ्जों से अदा करूं तेरा शुक्रिया, जो तूने हमें ये सुनहरा जीवन दिया। किस नाम से पुकारूं मैं तुझे, तेरे नाम तो हैं अनेक, कोई बोले दुर्गा तो कोई माँ काली, है तू पहाड़ों में बसी माँ शेरा वाली।
आज हम आए हैं तेरे दर पर अपनी दुविधा मिटाने, किस उलझन में पड़ गए हैं आज, क्यों तुझे कहीं देख नहीं पा रहे।
जानते हैं हम तुम वास करती हो हर जगह, तुम धूप तुम छाओ में, तुम खुशबू तुम रंग में, तुम मंत्र तुम ग्रंथ में हो, फिर भी हम क्यों असमंजस में।
इस उलझन से हमें पार करा दो माँ, सभी की झोलियाँ खुशियाँ से भर दो, अपने दर्शन दो माँ, अपने दर्शन दो साई माँ।
चंद्र हासो ज्वल करा, शार्दूल वरवाना, कात्यायनी शुभम दद्यादेवी,
तो मैं ताप विमोचनी
महिषासुर मर्दिनी मम ताप
विमोचनी महिषासुर मर्दिनी मम ताप विमोचनी
महिषासुर मर्दिनी मम ताप विमोचनी
माधवा सोदरी मंगलाकारिणी
माधवा सोदरी मंगलाकारिणी
Sai Ram, 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 Shri Sai Ram, invoking Bhagwan's divine blessings. Tomorrow is the second day of the 7-day Veda Purusha Saptaha Gyana Yajnam, which is being held during the morning sessions in the Purnachandra auditorium. Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, the Purnachandra hall will be opened for entry. Around 9:45, we will be offering Mangalarti to Bhagwan in the Purnachandra hall. The devotees can then proceed to Sai Kulwant hall to receive Bhagwan's Divya Darshan, which will conclude with Mahamangalarti. Those devotees who wish to stay back in the Purnachandra hall can remain seated to witness the further proceedings of the Yajnam. Tomorrow's evening session in Sai Kulwant hall will commence at 4:30 with Vedam chanting. At 4:40, the second day's proceedings of Prashanti Vidvan Mahasabha will commence with the invocatory Vedam. At 4:45, a faculty member from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Anantpur campus, will be addressing all of us. After the talk, we will be blessed with Bhagwan's divine discourse. The students of Anantpur campus will then offer a garland of devotional songs at the lotus feet of our most beloved Mother Sai. The evening session in Sai Kulwant hall will conclude with bhajans and Mangalarti, followed by Bhagwan's Divya Darshan. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Shri Sai Ram. స్వామి వారి దివ్యానుగ్రహ ఆశీస్సులతో పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపంలో జరుగుచున్న 7 రోజుల వేదపురుష సప్తాహ జ్ఞానయజ్ఞంలో రేపటి 2వ రోజున పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపం భక్తుల ప్రవేశార్థమై 7 గంటలకు తెరువబడును. పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపంలో సుమారు 9:45 మంగళహారతి అనంతరం భక్తులు సాయి కులవంత్ సభా మండపంలో స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం గావించుకోవచ్చు. మహామంగళహారతితో స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం ముగియును. పూర్ణచంద్ర సభా మండపంలో యజ్ఞాన్ని చూడదలిచిన భక్తులు సభా మండపంలో ఆశీనులై ఉండవచ్చు. సాయి కులవంత్ సభా మండపంలో రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం 4:30 వేద పఠనంతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 4:40 ప్రశాంతి విద్వన్ మహాసభ 2వ రోజు కార్యక్రమం వేదోచ్చారణతో ప్రారంభమవుతుంది. 4:45 శ్రీ సత్యసాయి ఉన్నత విద్యాసంస్థ అనంతపూర్ క్యాంపస్ చెందిన ఓ ఉపాధ్యాయుని ప్రసంగిస్తారు. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య సందేశం. తదుపరి అనంతపూర్ క్యాంపస్ చెందిన విద్యార్థినులు భక్తి గీతాలతో కూడిన సంగీత కార్యక్రమాన్ని స్వామివారికి సమర్పిస్తారు. రేపటి సాయంకాల కార్యక్రమం భజనతో కొనసాగి మంగళహారతితో ముగియును. అనంతరం స్వామివారి దివ్య దర్శనం. జై సాయిరాం.